woke up in project mode today.
I'm like the army, baby. I get more done before 9 o'clock in the morning than others get done all day.
Well, as long as you don't abandon it mid-project.
I do not do that.
Make your own seashell candles.
Oh, not fair.
The place smelled like melted crayons for 3 weeks.
This is different.
Fine, what's the project?
This is a pile of every catalog we have received for the last 3 months.
Okay.
I've gathered them all together, and I will now proceed to call all the companies that are sending us duplicates and tell them to stop.
That's very environmental of you.
It's getting ridiculous. We get like 8 of some of these.
You're kidding?
Check this out. This is a stack of identical catalogs mailed to Lorelai Gilmore, Rory Gilmore, Lorelai Rory Gilmore, Lorelai V Gilmore, Lorelai Victoria Gilmore, Lorelai Gilmore, Lorelai Gil... and Squeegee Beckenheim.
How'd I get in there?
I once told a store my name was Squeegee Beckenheim just to see how many catalogs they would sell my name to, and apparently my name is to catalog companies what Brookshield's picture is to Chinese restaurants.
How many?
10.
Wow.
Including one we were already getting 7 catalogs from.
Apparently you made the problem worse.
Unintentionally.
This one is addressed to Tukey Clothespin.
Oh, I forgot my code name at the second store I tested, so I told him it was Tukey Clothespin.
Which means we get even more catalogs.
Again, it was unintentional.
When you start a forest fire unintentionally, it's still your fault.
You're putting calling myself Squeegee Beckenheim and Tukey Clothespin on a level with starting a forest fire?
It's killing trees.
You're depressing me now.
Well, get on the phone and stop the madness. That'll cheer you up.
I need coffee.
There's more coffee.
Yeah, I should get ready too.
You're stopping mid-project.
I'm bored.
Then don't start these projects.
I promise I'll finish. I just want to check on the seashells.
These catalogs will be sitting here forever.
No, they won't. They're biodegradable.
Come on, I'll call half and you call half, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
You do yours first, then I'll do mine.
Hey!
We only have one phone. You're young. You'll dial faster.
Squeegee!
If you're
atop the streetlights and relieving themselves on helpless passersby, and I dare say that some of these birds seem to be doing it on purpose.
Is it dump, dump, Taylor?
It's not just me.
Hey, if anybody has a picture of Taylor getting dumped on, I'll pay top dollar.
I'll check the internet.
Taylor, all animals have to, you know, how are you going to stop birds from doing that?
Easy. Put sharp metal spikes on the top of the fixtures, then when they land, pow, they're shish kebab.
That's cruel. You can't do that.
I'd rather have bird crap fall on my head.
There it is, our new town slogan.
I like it.
I see coffee mugs, t-shirts.
Don't forget the stuffed shish kebab bird.
That moan when you squeeze them.
Excuse me.
May I help you, sir?
Yes, I was looking for... there she is. Patricia.
Patricia, well, well, well.
Now stop it.
Are you ready?
I'm right in the middle of something, Jesus, but I'll be right out. Patience.
Okay.
Now, as we were saying...
Who's the fox, Patty?
Excuse me.
I met him at a funeral. Great guy. Good dancer.
Wow.
People, order, please.
He better treat you right, this guy.
Yeah, how well do you know him?
I just met him.
I could look him up on the internet. People, please. Now... due to the lack of response, we'll hold off on the bird spikes.
Good.
Let Miss Patty's date begin.
It's a digital. I want a full visual account.
Hold it. There's one more issue that must be addressed before we can adjourn. All right. Now, that weird, taciturn fellow who's always walking around with his backpack has put in an absurd request to stage a protest in the town square.
The town loner?
Guy still lives around here?
Somewhere in the hills, right?
Thought he was long gone. No, he came into the bookstore a couple times last month, never said a word.
It's a bit creepy.
Very creepy.
be.
But he's our Boo Radley, and we don't have a Boo Radley. Unless you count the troubadour, or Pete the pizza guy, or the guy who talks to mailboxes.
Well, I think the point is that every town needs as many Boo Radleys as they can get.
Yes, that's my point.
What's he protesting, Taylor?
Well, that's not indicated here, but it doesn't matter, because protesting is not allowed in the town square. Period. It's un-American.
You mean like the Revolutionary War?
And Rosa Parks?
That's different. They were against the British and buses. No one likes the British or buses.
Yes, dear, what is it?
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought I heard my name.
No, he said buses, dear, not Jesus.
Sounded like Jesus.
Could this meeting be any more disruptive?
I could do a soft shoe.
Yeah, well, I found out a beat on the bongos.
Ooh, this sounds like fun.
I got bongos in the back.
Seeing as how our attention spans are gnat-like tonight, as town selectman, I am refusing the town loner's request to protest, and I am adjourning this meeting.
Not yours, Jesus.
We got nothing of substance to this meeting.
And the tradition stands. Hey, what do you know about this town loner guy?
Same as everyone, just kind of skulks around with a backpack, never smiles.
Does he also make cheeseburgers and secretly harbor a desire to wear a backwards baseball cap?
What?
They're cousins, identical cousins.
Stop it.
Well, look who's back behind the wheel. Lovely.
Mom, I'm gonna get going. I've got some setting to do.
Okay, babe, I'll catch up with you. When did Jess get a car?
Oh, recently.
Where'd he get it?
No, you got it from a guy around here at a place.
A guy at a place?
Yeah.
You had no idea he had a car, did you?
Not the least.
Way to have a handle on things, Luke.
He doesn't share a lot with me, you know? He's got a license. What can I do?
Stop him before he kills.
He's not gonna kill anyone.
He's got a bad track record in cars.
Yeah, I know, okay? I'm not exactly thrilled with this.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's your thing. I'll just butt out now.
Where'd he get the money?
What?
The car. Where'd he get it?
I don't know. Working at the diner?
I can barely afford a car and the money I get working at the diner.
Maybe it was a gift from someone who doesn't know it's gone yet.
Thanks.
I'm helpful, aren't I?
Bye.
Bye.
Hey.
Hey.
So you got a car?
Yeah, Motor Trend's not going to be giving it any awards, but it'll get me from point A to point B.
Yeah, I guess it'll get you around. So, where'd you get the money for it?
Mugged an old lady.
Jess?
Didn't cost that much.
What's not much?
Less than a lot.
Jess, where did you get the money?
You know that hash you're selling at the diner? I scraped off the place in the back. Remember I worked for you?
Yeah, I know you do.
I don't care. I also know I don't pay you enough to buy the car. I saved up my pennies and I bought the car from Gypsy. She gave me a good deal. That's how I got the car.
Okay, so you bought a car. Now, the price of the car is just one small thing. It's just the beginning.
Oh, yeah?
Now, did you take the additional expenses into account?
Like
insurance?
I'm in good hands.
Liability, uninsured motors.
All the paperwork's in the glove compartment. Feel free to check it out.
Money for gas.
You mean this didn't come with a never-empty magical tank?
Jess.
Factor that in.
You're gonna have repairs.
I can fix most of them myself and save up for the rest. Plus, I'm gonna make sure to replace the oil every couple months.
Right, I bet you didn't think of that, the oil. That could cost money.
I'm the one that brought it up. You're the one that didn't think of it.
No, but I did. Yeah.
Sign this.
Registration.
Still mine.
I don't have a pen. I guess it's okay if someone else's name is crossed out on it and that yours is written in.
Yep, just checking. Thanks. Glad we have this line.
Yeah, same here.
Hello,
I'm in here.
Wow, you beat me home by 2 minutes and your nose is already in the books.
I can go from zero to studying in less than 60 seconds.
Very impressive. Mail call.
What's this?
Mortgage payment. You mind picking it up this month, sweetie baby cookie, honey?
No, not at all.
Just something addressed to you.
It's an invitation. Oh.
An invitation to what? Oh, this is the White House again. Those boys never give up.
It's to Sherry's baby shower.
Who?
Sherry. Sherry Tinsdale. Dad, Sherry?
You're kidding.
It's at her and Dad's house on Sunday.
Wow, that is very weird. We haven't had contact with Christopher in months. She must know we're on the outs with him, right?
Yeah, but she may not know how on the outs.
Zero contact is maximum on the outs.
Yeah. Although there may have been some.
Some what?
Some contact.
Oh, you've been in contact with Christopher?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, hon, don't apologize. You've always been totally free to talk to him whenever you want. I've told you that. I mean, he's your dad, right? So don't apologize.
Okay, I take the apology back.
I think it's good you've been talking to him. It is a little weird you didn't tell me, though.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Will you stop apologizing?
Even when I feel like I should apologize, I can't apologize?
Yeah, it's a little annoying.
Sorry.
Rory.
I'm just trying to lighten the mood here.
The mood is light. I just hate that you thought you had to Hide something like that from me.
I just kind of felt like I was betraying you or something.
Well, you weren't.
I know that now.
How much contact have you had with him?
Not tons. He emailed me a month or so ago. I emailed him back, and now we occasionally talk on the phone.
Did he ever ask about me?
What answer will freak you out the least?
The honest one.
Yes, he asks about you, because Dad will always care for you very much. You know that. Do you want me to say hello for you next time we talk?
No.
Fine. What should I do about this?
It's your call.
I guess being in Dad's world automatically means being in Sherry's.
And it is your little half-brother or sister she's carrying.
I know, it's weird.
Sort of a good reason to make some connection with her.
Yeah, but it's gonna be one of those brunchy quiche things where I don't know anyone, and it's all the way in Boston.
I'll drive you there if you want.
Really?
Yeah, I'll do some Boston shopping while you quiche it.
And we can set up some sort of SOS signal that I can page you with if I want to be out early?
Sure.
What should the SOS signal be?
How about SOS?
Perfect.
So you're going?
I guess I'm going.
Good. I think you've made the right decision.
So do I. And I shouldn't have hid that I'm talking to Dad. I'm really starving.
I'll get some ice cream.
You're up early.
Got a few errands to run.
Got time before school?
I got wheels.
Right, right. You got wheels.
Lit. By the way, I owe you $10.
What did I loan you $10?
Gosh,
I wasn't here last time.
You're always your Uncle Luke. In my heart, you took money out of the register. I'm going to the bank now. You'll get it back today.
I told you 100 times, do not take money out of the register.
Gotta run.
Lit.
What can I get you, Kirk?
Pound milk and a Coke.
You want the milk cut into squares or stars today?
Half and a half.
Okay, coming right up.
Thanks. Man, that car's a honey. Dual piston cams, Dodge Flex overdrive with maximum torque, 16 liters side by side, firing 3-on-1. Sweet.
Kirk, none of that makes any sense.
What?
I know a little about cars, that was all gibberish.
Oh, well, would you mind not telling people about this? I've cultivated a reputation as sort of a car aficionado, and in reality, all I have is a Jan and Dean record.
I'll keep it to myself.
I should probably listen to it again.
Yeah, I would.
Man, I wish my mom would let me have a car. Or a bike. Or my roller skates back.
You don't take care of it.
I take great care of it.
This truck doesn't like you.
Oh, is it talking to you now?
Your transmission's shot.
I shift up and down a lot.
Mr. Grind it till you find it, huh?
Just tell me what needs doing.
Be faster to say what doesn't need doing.
Whatever you want.
Ride your brakes. Bad for the truck. Good for me. I like replacing brakes. Pays for the cable TV.
No problem. How about I just make the check out directly to your cable company? Would that be easier for you?
Yeah, thanks. And get some extra checks, because you're going to be making one out to my milkman, too. Oh, and looky here. You just bought me a couch. Hey, Luke.
Hey, Gypsy, I don't want to interrupt.
No, please, interrupt. I need a little break from the gaiety.
What can I do for you?
Just came home with this car, and it says on the slip that he bought it from you.
Yep, it's working great, if that's what you're wanting.
No, I know that. It's just, he paid you for it, right?
Nothing's free at Gypsy's.
And he paid cash?
Mostly 20s.
Did you make sure Andrew Jackson was on the bills, not Alfred E. Newman or someone?
Look real to me.
Well, when he took the money out of wherever he had it, did a mask or a gun fall out?
No, but he was carrying it in a canvas bag with a big dollar sign on it.
Really?
No.
Good.
Guys are stupid.
What?
You strip your gears, ride your brakes, and if we don't laugh after we make a joke, you think we're serious.
I don't ride my brakes.
I just want to make sure it was on the up and up.
Hey, when people come in with cash, I don't ask where it comes from, do you?
Nah, I guess I don't. Thanks.
Anytime. Oh, goody. A trip to Florida.
This is outrageous. The town unanimously refused to let that loner freak protest in the square. Why would the two of you consider allowing him to do it from the steps of your church?
The town didn't refuse him, Taylor. You did.
So you're spearheading this revolt, Reverend?
Reverend Skinner and I share the church for services, Taylor. So if there's going to be a protest, it'll be a joint decision.
I can't even look at this mayonnaise.
I got it, Dave.
Thanks, Archie.
I could still ban it. I could get the town council together, find something on the books. I'm sure there's a way.
The church is exempt from your town statutes, Taylor.
We answer to a higher authority, like the hot dog.
I laughed every time you say that.
I know, funny is funny. Well, I can guarantee that God does not want this either.
Did you hear that, David?
Taylor Dosey is in direct communication with God.
30 years I'm working for God. I haven't received so much as a card.
Is it by phone that you speak with him, Taylor?
Do you have a God phone, Taylor?
Rabbi, please. What's he like for us common folk who've never met him?
Is he short? Is he tall?
Does he like to laugh?
Is the whole shellfish thing really serious? Because I gotta tell you, some of these Red Lobster commercials,
they look good, huh?
Oh, with the melted butter.
Can we stay serious for a minute here? You're too uptight, Taylor.
And no matter how much steam blows out of your ears, our decision will be final.
So it's hardball, huh? Well, the council gave you special permission to run bingo out of that building. We could withdraw it
at your peril.
Meaning?
You're going to tell my little old ladies, my bubbies, you're shutting down their bingo?
I'm not afraid of your bubbies, Rabbi.
Oh, God, thank you for letting me be in the room when Taylor said that.
Well, gentlemen, I would sincerely like to thank you for wasting my time.
Our pleasure, Taylor.
I can't believe that you, Reverend Skinner, of all people, would do this to me after all the support I've given you over the years.
All the support? Taylor, you're a Sunday Protestant. You come in, you say, hi, God, you sing a song, and you leave.
I always leave a dollar.
For your singing voice, you should leave too.
Well, fine, if you feel like that, maybe I will just stop showing up altogether. Maybe I'll convert to something else and give them my generous weekly donation.
You want it?
Not after the whole Bubby's thing.
Maybe the Shakers in Woodbury would take him.
Yeah, he's already got the beer. Can you make furniture, Taylor?
Goodbye.
How's it going?
Pretty slow.
Is Jess upstairs?
I haven't seen him.
Okay.
Jess? Hello? Hey, Randy, what's up?
Well, someone's got to take care of it. You know, it's not going to take care of itself. I understand, I get it, what else?
So do you think I got a good gift?
It's foolproof.
It's not very original.
A new mother can't have too many baby blankets, not with the insane amount of stuff constantly oozing out of a baby's every orifice.
Ew!
I just call it like I see it.
We'll call it less graphically.
The very concept of childbirth is vaguely disturbing.
Yeah, kids are cool and all, but getting there seems like a big cosmic joke.
Definitely thought up by a man.
My mom said that when she told me where babies come from.
My mom still hasn't told me.
Really?
When my cousin got pregnant, she said it's because an angel brushed its wings against her face.
I can fill you in on the details sometime if you want.
No, thanks. I picked it up at the States. That's new.
Is it?
I've never seen it before, and I'm very into the minutiae around here.
That's for sure.
Do you know whose it is?
Yep.
Whose?
Jess's.
Jess? Jess, the guy who wrecked your car. He's got a car now?
Mm-hmm. Looks that way.
That's outrageous! That's a travesty!
It's not that big a deal.
Oh, it's a humongous deal!
You're taking this very hard.
Because we're best friends, Rory. We're linked. I feel what you feel, except for right now because you don't seem to be feeling anything, and I'm incensed.
It's just a car. It's nothing to get excited about.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Lane.
Hey, back at you, tough guy.
What?
Lane.
Something wrong?
No.
Yes, you have a car.
I know.
Don't give me lip!
Lane!
How'd you get the car, Jess?
I bought it.
Really? I thought you might have built it from parts left over from cars you've totaled.
What is your problem?
Don't play dumb, you know what you did.
I gotta go.
Yes, drive on away, we'll just keep walking. That's all Rory's been able to do the past few months. Lots of walking. She's got bunions because of you, mister.
Bunions?
I don't have bunions.
She's too nice to complain about her foot ailments.
Knock it off, Lane.
Just get in the car and go, Jess.
I didn't start this.
Well, you started it when you wrecked Rory's car.
Tell your friend to walk it off.
You walk it off.
I'm trying to drive off.
Then go.
Jeez, how many Griffiths is this town of people get so excited by a car?
It's not the car, it's who's got the car.
Okay, fine. You want to take it? I'm sick of this.
I don't want this piece of junk.
Right. I suppose Dean is already building you another car. Something really snazzy.
Shut up and go.
Gladly.
Let's go. Gladly. Oh, and by the way, you left your bra in the back seat.
It's supposed to be the place.
Balloons for
Furman. No pink, no blue.
All green.
Aren't baby shower balloons supposed to reflect the sex of the baby? Blue for boys, pink for girls?
You would think.
What's green for? Aliens?
I'll ask when we go in.
We're all set, right? Anytime you want out, just send up a flare.
I will.
Even if I'm half naked in a changing room, I'll just grab everything and rush out.
You making a half naked entrance would be funny.
Hi! Whoa! Oh, I'm sorry. I totally snuck up on you.
It's okay. Hey.
Hi, Rory.
Lorelai, I'm so excited you came.
Oh, I'm just dropping Rory off.
Oh, don't go. Stay.
What?
Come to the party, please.
Oh, I don't know.
I know that you weren't invited, but It's just because my friends didn't think that you'd be comfortable. I told them not to worry.
Thanks, but I'm not really dressed for a party.
Oh, please, we're not formal here. You look fine.
Well,
Mom kind of has plans.
Yeah, I got a couple credit cards burning a hole in my wallet.
Oh, go shopping some other time and come play with us, please. There's just a bunch of people in there that Rory doesn't know, and having you here would make her so much more comfortable.
Oh, I don't mind not knowing anyone at the party.
Really? That's nice, honey, but very unconvincing. Lorelai, I meant to extend the invitation to both of you. I just wasn't sure if you'd... You know, there's lots of food and booze for the lucky non-pregnant ones, and cake. It'll be fun.
Well, I'll lock your car with my stomach.
No, don't do that.
Please, it would mean so much.
Well, okay, sure.
Really?
Yeah, let's have a party.
Yay! Well,
watch it, you'll jiggle that thing right out of you.
A mother's perspective, thanks. Come in.
Nice place.
Very nice. Well, it's a work in progress. It was so bachelor pad before. Rock posters, modular furniture, magazines everywhere. I would pick up a TV guide and it would be 3 months old. Well, here's the gang.
Hi.
Hey. Hi.
Welcome.
You've got Gail, Jody, Maureen, Linda, Susan, and Alice.
Hi.
Hey. This is Christopher's daughter, the famous Rory. And I did a little arm twisting and got her mother, Lorelai, to come in too.
The more the merrier. Mojito?
Oh, now that you don't need to twist my arm for.
You know, Rory and I will be the only ones not imbibing. Oh, and Gigi.
Who?
Gigi, short for Georgia, the two G's.
That's cute.
So it's a girl.
Yeah, Christopher would have been happy with either, but I really wanted a ballerina.
Oh, what's this?
It's a little game. Everyone gets a diaper pin, and if you say the word baby, the person catching you saying it gets to keep your pin.
Maureen's the instigator of this little soiree. She has her own publicity firm in New York.
Oh, she meant to run all those people down, but she didn't hear it from me.
Oh, look at this, the famous CD collection. In alphabetical order, too.
And not stacked up like coasters.
Yeah, I put an end to that. Finding something was impossible. I would be looking for my Wang Chung or Billy Joel, and I would just have to give up. So now everything is at your fingertips. See? Wang Chung.
Wang Chung. Hey, no subgroup, Sherry. Get over here.
Mojito?
Oh, thank you.
Club soda?
Thank you.
Don't you hate the way she looks?
Who, Sherry?
You can only tell she's pregnant in profile. Nothing in the face, nothing from behind.
Yeah, Sherry, you look amazing.
I do not.
You do. When I was carrying this one, doorways had to be widened.
It's good to have you here, Lorelai. You're the only one that can give me a motherly perspective.
Oh, I'm the only mother here? None of you have kids?
Who's got the time?
Or the guy.
There aren't that many Christophers in the world.
That's true.
You have to give me your list of books, okay?
Books?
The ones that you read when you had Rory.
Oh, I see. I think I was reading Deanie at the time.
No parenting books?
No parenting books.
Well, then where'd you get your information on child raising, your mom?
No, for keeps. But Molly Ringwald, Randall Batenkoff, really underrated little post-John Hughes flick. She went to the prom fat. I found it really inspirational.
Hey, what are we all sitting around here for? Let the games begin!
Let the games begin!
Games!
Hey, Susan, help me move the couch.
I'll move the couch.
Bless you for being here.
Up.
You've got 20 seconds.
Face, you've got the cutest little face. There's not another one could take your place. Face, my poor heart is jumping. You sure have started something. Face.
Horseradish. Write it down, write it down. Hoping it's wrong yet? You're not supposed to say write it down.
Baby crap.
One, two, three.
Wow. Oh, keep opening.
You guys got me too much stuff. You should have just chipped in and bought me one thing. Oh, it's a mobile. Oh. I love it, Gail. Thank you.
Green again.
Pretty green, too.
Isn't it supposed to be pink? Pink for a girl?
Oh, pink's out.
It's last week.
It's in all the magazines.
Green's the new pink.
I did not know that. Did you know that?
Oh, sure.
Hey, Cher, let me ask you. How in the world are you going to finish that spring campaign you're working on?
Oh, just barely. I have the final presentation on the 17th at noon, which gives me plenty of time to do Gigi at 5.
To do Gigi?
My cesarean. I scheduled that months ago. Didn't you schedule yours?
Not quite. A half hour before I had Rory, I was eating a pepper sandwich, watching TV. You're almost named Quincy.
Thanks for refraining.
Oh,
Scheduling it like this was beyond necessary. I would die with that organization. I mean, which is why I was so thrown off in the beginning.
What do you mean?
Well, Christopher and I didn't exactly plan for this to happen. I thought I had the flu or something when I finally went to the doctor and he told me he had to pick me up off the floor.
Okay, I'm drunk, which is why I'm telling you that we were very shocked when you told us because you are so not a baby person.
Well, I'm still not. I mean, she's all mine when she's got the legs to dance, but Christopher's the baby person.
She's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, you and Christopher are like a poster for Aryan breeding. Well, I can only hope that Gigi's as beautiful as Rory, and half as smart, too. She's going to Harvard, you know.
She is.
Oh, really? I'm not in yet. I've just applied.
Well, she's as good as in. I'm not just saying that. I can also sign it, mime it, Morse code it, do an interpretive dance to it. It's going to be Harvard.
Well, I certainly hope so. It's just minutes from here. Did you know that?
Minutes, really?
I've already clocked at 2.7 miles, which is nothing. I've already checked out the best late afternoon route for her to take to come over after classes. Come over here? Well, your little sister's going to demand it. You can even sleep over if you want.
Oh, I'll have a dorm room.
I know, but dorm rooms are awful. You can even spend the weekends, too.
Right, the one she's not visiting me on.
Oh, well, that's a given, Lorelai. Really, anytime, we've already got a key for you.
Well, thank you. I'll definitely visit.
You too, Lorelai. I mean, you're sort of Gigi's aunt.
Oh, I guess I kind of am. I'm gonna get some more potato salad. Excuse me.
Isn't it the best? I think I'm gonna get some more, too.
No, let me get it.
No, that's okay. Oh. Okay. I can't believe my appetite. So weird what a baby does to you.
Well, you have a lifetime to get back at him.
Right. Thanks for that. I'm glad you're here.
Good.
Chris would be happy you're here, too.
Oh, great.
I have to tell you, he has been so amazing in the past few months. So involved with the baby.
Good, good. Well, you'd think those things would be against the law or something.
He talks to it every night.
Who?
Christopher, to the baby. He sings, too.
That's nice.
Yeah, he has a terrible voice, but it's sweet. And he's so protective. If he was here right now, he would insist that I lie down. I keep kidding him that one of these days he's going to come home with one of those sofas with the pole and the four men to carry me around everywhere.
Well, if you turn it down, feel free to send it to my house. That's it. Is she going to bulk raid on those things or what?
You know, when I first found out I was pregnant, I wasn't quite sure how Christopher would handle it, but I just never expected it would be like this. He's been unbelievable.
That's great, Sherry, really.
Yeah, well, I wanted to thank you.
Thank me?
Yeah, I mean, it's all because of you.
What?
Yeah, I've been wanting to tell you, actually, Chris and I had a rocky stretch. I thought for sure he was out the door. I mean, he was so distant and hardly ever talked. I wasn't even sure if I was going to tell him about the baby. I thought I was going to either go it alone or not go through with it at all. I mean, I was kind of in the same position that you were in when you were pregnant. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
I decided that I would tell him before I made any decisions. That was the weekend that he was with you and Rory. Remember, there was a wedding or something?
Yes, I remember.
Well, I don't know what happened or what you said, but whatever it was, it worked. He came back a changed man. All of a sudden, he was so attentive and devoted and so willing to make it work. He said that he'd missed out before and he didn't want to miss it again. And I just credit a good portion of that to you.
Yes, well, I can be very persuasive. God, I'm getting to hate those things.
Well, guys, cool it with the poppers.
Party pooper. Popper pooper.
They're children. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's just one hell of a mojito. Listen, could you point the way to the bathroom?
Oh, sure, just through there, to the right.
Thanks. Sherry said.
About my visiting her?
Okay, sure. We'll start there. As if you're going to have all this free time to pal around with her. You'll be in classes. Does she know that?
She was just asking.
And what are you doing agreeing to come over here all the time?
I was just being polite.
By agreeing to be here every weekend you're not with me?
I did not agree to that.
Well, you're spending all your weekends with me. That's a given. And she had to have a girl. That kills me.
That her baby's a girl?
Yes, because I have a girl. She's just a copycat.
She can't control the sex of her baby.
Oh, really? Little Miss Manny Petty, I'll give birth before 5 o'clock. I think she can.
Mom.
Only one.
one's a ballerina. The poor thing's gonna pop out of her womb and land in a tutu.
Boy, I hope not.
And what is with that name? Gigi?
It's a cute name.
It is, because she's copying me there, too. Rory, Gigi, Rory, Gigi. They're identical.
They're not identical.
Two syllables, repeating consonants. Rory, Gigi.
Oprah, Uma.
Don't mock.
I'm just trying to joke you down off that ledge.
The music. God, the music.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. The music's driving me crazy, too.
I mean, they've been playing the same nondescript, soft, generic jazz for two straight hours. And who is that playing that stupid saxophone like that?
It's music you eat brunch to.
Thank you for finally being on my side for something.
Mom, I'm always on your side.
Oh, she probably makes Christopher listen to that garbage. And then there's the whole thing of rearranging his CDs. I mean, to her, they're just identical little metal discs full of annoying sounds that you alphabetize like files in an office.
I'm with you on that, but you've got to calm down.
I just want to rearrange her whole house.
You can't do that.
Please, let me just mess up her bed. You make a distraction, like setting a fire, and I'll run up and uncolor coordinate her sheets.
I think the fire would be the thing that she'd remember.
I could have been shopping. I could have been out buying shoes I'll never wear, and all that stuff about me and thanking me and...
What?
Nothing. I know you were always on my side.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. We should probably get back.
Yeah, probably. I'm gonna take one of Maureen's little poppers and pop her right up.
Mom, let's go.
Green's the new pink,
Mom.
Come on.
It's stupid.
Thank you.
Let's go.
Heck, got dinner? Half an apple pie, too. Told the last couple people that wanted some that a fly landed in.
Why are you going through my stuff?
Huh?
Why are you going through all my stuff?
I'm not.
So someone else is?
I go through your stuff.
You suck at lying.
I'm paranoid.
Fine, I'm being paranoid, but that doesn't mean you're not going through my stuff.
Get the forks.
Practically everything I own is in a slightly different place than when I saw it last. Now, why are you going through my stuff?
For your own good.
My own good? Can we be a little more totalitarian here?
Hey, how about I ask a question, Jess?
It has to do with this. Be my guest.
Where'd you get the money for the car?
What?
The car. Where'd you get the money?
I told you I worked for it.
I know what I pay you.
Okay, well, I do jobs around town.
What jobs?
I clean rain gutters.
Jess, if you cleaned every rain gutter from here to Vermont, you wouldn't have enough money to buy that car. Now tell me where you got the money.
I'm not just doing rain gutters when I'm not working at the diner.
What are you doing?
Go to a place that gives me money.
For what?
For my services.
What services? What place? Jess, are you a gigolo?
What?
Well, I don't know. You say you go to a place where they give you money.
I do.
Where?
Walmart.
Excuse me?
I've been working there 12 hours a week for the past few months to get extra money for the car.
Walmart?
Yeah.
You work at Walmart?
Yeah.
I cannot picture you working at Walmart. Oh my god. You work at Walmart.
Let's drop this.
Yeah, sure, fine. You're not the guy that greets people at the door, are you?
We were dropping this. Come on. I work in the back. I move stock around on a forklift.
It takes a special license, doesn't it?
I spent a Saturday afternoon taking the class, and I got it like that. No big.
Wow.
Are we done here?
Yeah. You wear a vest and everything?
It's the uniform. I have to.
You been sneaking out of here with a little vest hidden on you?
It's not a little vest.
Is it blue?
Will you stop talking about the vest?
You get a store discount?
15%. And if you want 15% off anything, you're not going to get it because you're being a jerk.
My enjoyment is worth the loss.
I'm eating and ignoring you.
You're like the all-American boy.
Call me Dirk Square Joe.
Look at you.
What?
Eating apple pie.
I'm out of here.
Hey, wave a flag and sing God Bless America, please.
Goodbye.
You're okay to drive, right? I barely drank a thing. You're talking about your mood. My mood is fine. You're still mad at Sherry, though. I'm fine to drive. But sometimes, when I'm driving and it's dark like this, I get the sudden urge to turn the wheel into oncoming traffic.
No, do not do Dwayne from Annie Hall.
I can see the flames. I can smell the smoke.
I hate this bit.
Okay, I'm creeping me out, too. Move those things, will you? They're not the most favorite food in the world.
You shouldn't have taken them.
We had no choice.
She was insistent.
Take the deviled eggs. I'm going to turn to some women and say it. And then her drunken friends here, they're all shouting, take the deviled eggs.
Every one of those ladies was slobbering drunk.
Maureen and Susan almost coming to blows was worth it, though. How did that happen, anyway?
From what I could tell, Susan said, our friend met the... And Maureen took great offense.
Well, yeah.
You know, we didn't have to stay that long.
Not according to Sherry. She made a very persuasive argument that if we left at 6, it'd be an extra hour of sitting in traffic. So by leaving at 7, we'd get home at the same time as leaving at 6.
She's very up on traffic flow and rush hour and all that.
She's Rand McNally.
She should do traffic reports on the radio.
Hi, this is Sherry Tinsdale. Looks like there's some tie up on the boulevard. They appear to be moving every building at Harvard University.
university, so now it's just 1.3 miles from my house. Nice job, guys.
You're awful.
Oh, and lots of cars stopped at a blue light at Garvey Avenue. Why a blue light? Well, because blue's the new red.
I like that you're feeling better.
I'm not feeling better. I'm still... The medicine cabinet was not enough.
Mom.
It was tame, and any one of those drunken yuppies could have messed it up.
They wouldn't dare. Plus, when I went back in there, I cleaned it up.
Rory!
Let it go.
It was my catharsis.
Let it go.
No, the woman does something to me.
You gotta live and let live.
Bringing up Christopher like that, she must know what she's doing.
I'm not sure she did.
I almost wish she was doing all this on purpose. I would respect her more.
I just hope Dad's happy.
Happy with Sherry and Gigi, the 5 o'clock ballerina? No way. And to think that I sent him back to her, a new man? Man.
Stop the car.
What? Why?
You want catharsis?
Yes.
I know what'll do it for you.
What?
Jess's car.
What?
We egged Jess's car. It's perfect.
Are you serious?
No one's around, and it's just sitting there.
Rory, if rearranging Sherry's medicine cabinet is immature, what's this?
Off the chart.
We can't egg his car.
Sure we can.
Josie's is closed, and we don't have any eggs at home. You want to devil egg Jess's car? And how is that going to make me feel better about Sherry?
Because it's active. It's aggressive. It's destructive, but not too destructive. I don't know. Can you make something up?
Let's do it.
Leave the engine running. Good thinking.
You first.
Wow, nice.
Made a good sound, too.
How'd it feel?
Fantastic.
Right, that's good.
Fun, huh?
I don't think there's been a better use of deviled eggs in culinary history.
That's it. All out.
Damn that cherry for not sending more home with us.
Don't lose your catharsis.
Right, sorry. Wait.
What?
Is that a siren?
I don't hear anything.
Neither do I. It just seemed a cool thing to say at that moment.
It was.
Hey, let's run back and speed off like we did something really awful. The cops are after us.
Run!
We should have headed for the border.
Which border?
The one between America and Sephora Land?
Hey, Luke.
I just seen what the mob's scene is.
The protest!
We almost forgot!
Come on! So it's a big day, huh?
Oh, it's supposed to happen any minute.
Goody!
This is hardly a goody, young lady. Are you locked and loaded, officer?
I'm a tiger ready to pounce, Taylor.
What's with having the law here, Taylor?
Yeah, Taylor, this protest is gonna be very mellow, very peaceful.
Well, you can hang out in Haight-Ashbury and drink as much electric Kool-Aid as you want, Babette. But I'm preparing for the worst.
Serious.
What's he carrying?
Something all rolled up.
Probably a body.
It looks heavy, too.
Well, bodies are heavy.
That's not funny.
Somebody should give him a hand.
Oh, here comes someone.
Oh, guess he didn't want help.
There's a reason his name isn't Town Gregarious Guy.
Very true.
Do you even have bullets in that thing?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to pop some caps here.
There he goes.
Well, this is a very nice protest so far.
One of the best I've ever been to.
It's fun seeing everybody like this.
We see each other every day.
But we don't all stand around in a club like this.
True.
You should have brought food.
Well, we'll know better next time.
There he is again.
It's a batter.
Probably laced with obscenity.
He's dropping it.
This is exciting.
It's blank.
It's the wrong side.
Turn it over.
See what it said?
Just the flash of a word. It started with an R.
Well, all right, then all we have to do is think of everything that someone could protest that starts with an R, and then we'll know what he's protesting.
Ragu.
Ragu, yes, he could be protesting Ragu.
Reptile.
That's another.
Robots.
Could be.
What did he say?
His diction's terrible.
I heard of Jell-O, something about Jell-O. Well,
is he for Jell-O or against Jell-O?
It's not clear. That was clear. He said, stop the noodle scoos.
Stop the noodle scoos?
That's not even English.
And what does it have to do with Jell-O?
I heard drop the student schools.
That must be it.
No, but that doesn't make any sense either.
Oh, Oh, look, now we have to stop this. He could be saying horrible things, blasphemous things.
But how would you know?
Yeah, it's the Herms. We can't even understand what he's saying.
Hey, maybe that's the town loner's point. That, like, he's protesting man's inability to communicate by not communicating and getting us all to talk about communication.
Whoa, you are blowing my mind here.
I'm seeing trails. Luke!
You see this?
See what?
What happened?
Someone egged my car.
Jeez, it stinks.
It's gonna take me forever to clean this up.
These eggs are cooked.
What?
They're not raw eggs, they look like deviled eggs.
Someone devil egged my car.
Well, that is paprika.
Someone prepared deviled eggs to throw at my car?
Man, they must hate you a lot. Hey, maybe it was a guy in the garden department.
I'm gonna go get something to clean this up.
Or maybe it was the assistant night manager. You guys have words in the snack room?
First protest, now vandalism, makes you think about leaving this town.
I never want to leave this town.
Oh, guess he's given up.
Back to the hills, town loner, to protest another day.
You got the litter. That's nice.
He looks so sad.
He'll be fine. Mrs. Town Loner will cheer him up.
Ooh, let's get up wind for Jess's car. Oh.
Breakfast?
Anything but eggs. I was home all night last night.